This is your girl, Ashley Marissa, and you're locked in to the motherfucking podcast.
You want to be a part of the motherfucking crew? Well, visit our website at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/themfnpod. And make sure you like, download, subscribe, and share our content at Linktree.
Because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing.
What's up, everybody? It's the Thick Eye Bandit. You're now listening to a special feature episode of the motherfucking podcast. And in the building today, this is a special occasion. But before we get into that special occasion, shout out, representing the 504 off the West Bank, the Higgins Hurricane himself, Mr. Tito. Tell them what your name is.
Tito Santana Miguel Miguel.
One more time for the fans around the world. Tito, tell them what your name is.
Tito Santana Miguel Miguel.
That's my dog putting that sauce on me. And kicking it to my dog representing the 504 off the West Bank, the Rockside Bomber Plot Jamaica. You know, Beanie Man, a.k.a. Mr. Headquarters. What it do, big homie?
Bomber Plot, you heard me?
Dog, you know who we got in the building tonight?
Who we got?
Ravish Boutique LLC.
Yes. Live.
Yes.
501 North Fear in the most feared part of Covington. Now I want to give it up for Bravo TV's own Ravish Boutique's owner.
Yes.
The Am I Enough movement.
Ooh.
Is based around this particular individual. She also hosts a special show on YouTube called Frisky Fridays. Make sure y'all tune in.
That's what's up.
Give it up for Second Chocolate. Ashley, motherfucking Marissa. What it do?
What's good, you guys? I'm happy to be here, Brad. You crazy as shit, bro. I'm ready to turn up, so I'm ready. Yeah. What y'all got for me?
Oh, man, we got nothing but questions on questions on questions. We're going to have us a good time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We're going to have us a nice little conversation. Shout out to homegirl Karen over there.
Yes.
We got Karen in the building, holding it down in the fans.
Just to give y'all a little bit of background, headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
We've always wanted to make sure that we tipped our hats to entrepreneurs. You know, we base the show around the hustle mindset.
Absolutely.
That we've ever come from. I think everybody in this building would attest to their whole life is about hustle.
Right.
And when you're talking about hustle, we have the evidence of what real hustle is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Make sure that y'all book a paint party.
Yes. That's what's up. You cocktails and candles.
Buy you some candles.
Buy some candles.
You know what I'm saying? Buy some candles.
We're going to shop and pour money into our establishment
because
it is really important within our community.
Definitely.
That we make sure that Black entrepreneurs have a spotlight and opportunity to shine. And what better spot to shine than on the motherfucking podcast? You heard me?
That's what we do.
Good evening, my African brother.
What's up, big dog? You know what I'm saying? We got Thick Eye Bandit. We got Tito Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know what I'm saying? We got almost a full crew in force. You know, shout out to EJ the DJ who couldn't make it tonight. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to hold it down. We're going to hold it down for our boy. You know what I'm saying? We got this.
Are we missing somebody?
Yeah, we missing EJ the DJ. He couldn't make it tonight. Karen, she got it. But yeah, so check it out. You know what I'm saying? Ashley Marissa. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having us here.
Having us here at your
spot. You know what I'm saying? Like you said before, entrepreneurship is true and dear to me. You know what I'm saying? That business mindset, taking care of your business, work before pleasure. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't gonna forget about it, but we definitely gonna get that work in first. Right. But thank you for having us. You know what I'm saying? This is gonna be special. So let's get into it. So
I think y'all trying to set me up.
What you mean? Why you say it like that?
What are you talking about? I do not know what you are talking about.
Ain't no setup at all. We do not. It's more like black excellence up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here for it.
The excellence is radiating in the air. You can feel it.
Yeah, we always want to make sure that we highlight the people that in our community, not only in our community. Damn, I'm stuttering my shit. Not only in the community. Not only in the community, but also we want to make sure that we highlight the people that's doing it behind the scenes, that's not asking for that extra limelight. You know what I'm saying? Ashley's been doing it, you know what I'm saying? She's been holding it down on the North Shore. You know what I'm saying? Not too many brothers out here, you know what I'm saying? I'll be scared my stamp cell to come out there. You know what I'm saying? But she is holding it down. She holding it down. She got it.
Listen, everybody out in Covington. Shout out to everybody out in the sub. You know what I'm saying? listen. Tune in. This is a big night.
Oh my God.
We have a star in the building. Tito, welcome to Covington, Tito.
You haven't been to Covington?
No, I don't come here. Yeah.
Say it again. Wait, hold up. Say that again.
I don't come here.
Yeah, yeah. I think this might be once or twice. This might be my second time being out this way.
I have other business down here, so I'm a frequent guest.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Columbia Street Seafood, by the way. They have an excellent hot sausage sandwich right on the
street. Whoa. You're getting ahead of yourself. That's for later on. That's for later on in the show. We're going to bring that up. You know what I'm saying? Well, trust me. We're going to hold on to that till later on. We got it. But first things first, you know what I'm saying? We wanna highlight, you know, how you got to where you are now, your humble beginnings. You know what I'm saying? So take the people back a little bit, you know, Ashley Marissa, how was it coming up, you know what I'm saying, in New Orleans for you before you was, you know, the reality TV star and a boutique owner?
Rough childhood, I would say, like struggling, like seeing my mom, like not being able to, you know, make it, not having the confidence herself, right, you know, to hustle and grind. I would say not having a father figure, someone to show me, you know, this is how a man's supposed to treat a woman type thing. So I want to do things different, you know, as it relates to raising my kids different, you know, showing love to people and things like that. But I think that's where my hustle came in, like not having so much and I wanted more, like I wanted more out of life. And then when I had kids, that just turned it up even more because I wanted them to experience great things and not want for anything. Wow. So, I mean, that's where Ashley Marissa basically came from. I did have a rough childhood. I was married at an early age, you know, had my son at 21. He was, you know, not that great guy, but he was doing things that was illegal and things like that. So yeah, I'm not afraid of my past, but you know, things like that happen, right, and it just made me stronger. So that's why I get my hustle from.
Now, the one thing that we notice about you, and I'm going to talk to our crew members, and by the way, shout out to all the crew members that's going to be tuning in.
Absolutely.
This special feature episode of the MF podcast season 2 with Ashley Marissa. Just willing it back in. Ever since I've known you, you always exuded confidence.
Yeah.
If people mistake confidence, and it's not the fact that you're cocky. You're very sure in yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How can other people exemplify or grab that confidence and know what's in them and see how you attack that confidence and how you walk with confidence, you talk with confidence, you read confidence? Where does that confidence come from?
It's funny that you say that because for a while I was not, like, I hid behind like all of this shit you see. I hid behind materialistic shit like for a long time. So finding Ashley Marissa with the I'm Enough movement basically gave me me. I had to first learn to love me, like my skin color, you know, my natural hair, you know,
my way, black is beautiful,
you know what I'm saying? Like I had to basically dig deep down in within to learn to love myself. And now that's why I've developed into this person. And that's why you see the I Am Enough movement, because I want to teach people, you know, you are worthy. You know, right. You are beautiful. Love the skin that you're in, type thing like that. But that's why I speak with confidence. That's why I stand with confidence. That's why I walk with confidence. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you have to first, you know, find that inner self. You know what I'm saying? You have to find that inner love before you can share it with someone else. So that's what it is.
That's what's up.
That's cool.
That's what's up.
That's cool, man.
Tito?
Yeah, well, me personally, so far, I'm not liking your vibe. It's really cool. Being on a show.
You was gonna go right for it, man.
Hey, man. Say he don't play around. He gets straight to it. You heard me?
Bravo TV hit show, To Roam for Love.
Yeah.
It took place in Italy.
Yes.
So,
Rome, Italy.
Now, my question is to you: most of that stuff is real, you know, fake. What? I mean, was this really like just a show or? Y'all really looking for Tyrone and love or whatever it's supposed to be?
I can speak for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for a fact some of the girls were out there had boyfriends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I took the opportunity, like, I'm just a real-ass person. Like, when I took the opportunity, I'm like, okay, look, let's see what this is about. Maybe right. I will find love. Let's, you know, go see what happens. So when they first, like, they wanted me to talk like I was from New Orleans. Like, there was some, you know, talk like you're from New Orleans, talk with the accent. I was like, I don't talk like that. Mm-hmm. So they will, reality shows will try to change you. Mm-hmm. If you're a weak mindset, they will try to change you. So I just stay true to myself, you know. Honestly, I was looking for love. Mm. And that's just what it was. So the guy that I actually met, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but we met on the street. Like, he wasn't even supposed to be on the show.
So really? Really?
That answers the question. Like, he wasn't even supposed to be on the show. So this was just something that happened, spur of the moment type thing. I was walking down the street and boom. So it was real for me to answer your question. I don't know about everybody else.
Mm-hmm. The cool thing about...
What?
You know I gotta come with this shit. For real. Now listen, there's two parts of this of these episodes that I took.
What
I was
happened,
like,
Brad?
Listen, I don't know what you was gonna do to your girl in that van, but
shit, she was something. She was a piece of work, and I'm not a drama person. Like, I don't seek drama. Like, I don't want any enemies. Of course, people gonna hate you, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Y'all not gonna get along. Y'all not gonna see eye to eye. But this girl was just trying to, like, every time I would speak, she would overtalk me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like she was just gunning for me every time. And I was like, look,
when she said, when I see an answer after this, now look, listen. You're doing a little too much.
Like,
you're
like,
lying. Bring it down. You in my ear with it. And then the New Orleans came out.
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker, this here, dog. You heard? When it came out, I was like, oh, shit. Oh, she don't even know she about to get punched in her mouth. And, she don't even know yet.
And I didn't even want to take it there because the whole time, reality TV, y'all, seriously, it would change you. So the whole time, I'm thinking my kids. Like, I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to face the world. Mm-hmm. My kids, you know, because you don't want that shit to haunt you for the rest of your life, right? Right. So that's what I'm thinking. But she almost got it.
So hold on. So for the audience out there that don't know what we're talking about, which cast member are you speaking
Shay,
of?
Chef Shay was about to get it.
She was about to get her ass whooped. Just call it what it was.
She was about to get it.
I don't really know what Louisiana women, you know, how they get down. Like.
She from Chicago, so she thought that was some bad shit.
Oh, she thought she was tough, huh?
Yeah.
Think you tough, don't you?
She
found it
with the inside,
baby. You know what, though? I think she didn't realize how much, because she was just loud. You know, the loudest person in the room is the weakest person.
Yeah.
So she was just loud all the time. I was like, well, damn. Like, let somebody else talk. Like, shut the hell up. Like, the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I think she was battling with some stuff, and she didn't even realize. Like, she was drinking a lot, and
right.
It was a whole... But this is my damn interview. We ain't
yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, we ain't worried about her. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
Who are you a friend of on? Like, who you kind of connect with? Like, you know what?
Yeah.
I can vibe with her. She's cool.
Mercedes C. Young. I will definitely give a shout out to my girl. Right. Me and Sadie, like, we probably about to go to Africa in July. Like, we keep in touch. Gina Neely, she wasn't that bad either. Me and Gina still.
She seemed like she was more of a cut than anything.
Gina was, because Gina.
Did any one of them have boyfriends when they came on the show?
Gina, I don't know about Gina, but Sadie a player. She love them all. Yeah. She love them all.
Shout out to Sadie.
She love them all.
She love them all.
All of them. Air last one. She is not. No, y'all do it all the time.
What? Uh-oh. We do. Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Let's address it. Now's the time to address it.
So basically,
oh, see, Karen is.
All right, Karen. All right, so now that it's on the table.
Right now. See y'all back up.
Now that it's on the table, Tito, let's elaborate.
Yeah.
Ashley, let's give an answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead and elaborate, bro. I'm just saying. You know, that, like I said, that phrase right there is actually used for, you know, when we consider hoes, that's like a medal of honor for us. Okay. You women are considered as, you know, that, you know.
Y'all
you know, preach or whatever, you know, y'all do what y'all, you know. It ain't right for y'all now. That's how we look at it. But it's right for men. You know, that's just the
society.
Are you speaking for yourself?
That's the perception. That's the perception.
What do you think? We're talking about you.
Me personally, yeah, I don't think it's right for nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, period. That's just me. All right.
Good answer.
Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if y'all are tuned in or watching, but all I know is this.
Clean up real good.
I've seen horns, and I've seen some laser point eyes on, and I knew she wasn't going to miss. So let's elaborate on that, though, Ashley.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between somebody who's doing it out there against their own will and just being game for it, or somebody who's, you know what, they make their own mind.
Are you talking about having like different mates?
Yeah, I'm talking about women who say, you know what, man, I'm comfortable in me, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm gonna just go ahead and if I want something and I'm gonna go get it, I'm gonna go get it.
Hey, look, I mean, it's always, you know, whatever floats your boat, be yourself, be true to who you are. That's what absolutely. I always say. Like when you faking it, people going to realize that it's fake. You know what I'm saying? So just be comfortable with who you are. If that's who you are, then roll with it. I'm not saying that I'm like freak nasty and want to do everybody, but some people do. Whatever floats your boat.
100. Now, go ahead, Eric, was like you had something because I got something right now.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So,
I cannot.
You said it, not me.
You're on the road.
A different route, but she said a key word, so I'm gonna just bring it on in. She said freak nasty.
I told you.
She did.
And what about like,
listen, ladies and gentlemen of the motherfucking podcast, crew members, if y'all listening, please go to YouTube.
Yeah. Wait a minute. No, he's
speak.
Oh, he's talking about a fight.
I will say this.
I will.
Hey.
Wow.
She said it back in the back. I have personally caught one of your
Frisky Fridays.
And
what did you think?
And
his lotion is very low.
His nipples got on.
Whoa.
Hold on, wait. What did you think?
I see their teeth. But no.
My cheekbones is hurting. I cannot.
I had to make sure I check in. You know what I'm saying? There you go again. Now see, now he talking that shit. Hey, now you know you was the first one to tell everybody about it. You was the first one to put everybody on.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Freaky Sanders over here.
What you was doing that
jerk? Hey, no, not the jerk. I was looking at the damn video. Listen,
the blue one with the blue
eye. Nah, man, see what happened was Lubriderm is the best. I'm just teasing. But anyway, door was wide open.
Oh my God.
I had to go walk through it because the door was
y'all go check it out, Frisky Fridays.
Check out Frisky Fridays.
Yo, hold up. Yeah. So first off, yeah, Ashley, take us through it. What is Frisky Fridays to the audience members that really wanna check you out on YouTube?
Well, it's not only Frisky Fridays. It's just chopping it up with Ashley Marissa.
Okay, cool.
So weekly, like when I feel like it, I'll jump on it. Whatever day it is, that's what you get. You know, on Fridays, y'all so happen to like Fridays, right? So,
well, I mean, you know.
Said the word. I was just bringing it in.
Friday is.
You said the word.
Hey.
You know, it's the day before the weekend start. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I'm
like,
y'all right.
Hey, I mean.
So Frisky Fridays, y'all. So. Anything that I want to talk about, like, you know, just any topic that comes to mind about sex. I'm an open person. Like, I love sex. And I think more people should be, you know, more open.
Absolutely.
You know, in the relationships. Maybe
absolutely.
Life would be a lot better if everybody loved.
Stop being an old fart and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm an old fart.
Hey, you know how, hey, it's already on wax. I already said how I said in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? You got to be ready to, you know what I'm saying? Bring some couple of weapons in that motherfucker. You better be ready for war. You know what I'm saying?
He did say that, and I was like, oh.
Hey.
Wait,
if it called for it, you know what I'm saying?
So here's what episode we talked about choking.
Hold on, wait, what?
Wait, hold on. All right, so hold on. Let me clean it up. Hold on. So... It was a motherfucking wedding episode. And that was when our dog Sally was getting married, you know what I'm saying? Right before his marriage, we was trying to give him some good advice. Unfortunately, I don't know any damn good advice. I just give the advice that I know. So
terrible. So Bark was just terrible.
Man, look, I ain't no role model.
That's what Chuck said.
Yeah, he said he ain't no role model. But look, on a real though, so we pretty much gave Sally some advice that I thought would help him. You know what I'm saying? You know, to spice up the marriage a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta.
So we were just talking about, you know, things that you can do so the relationship won't be stale.
Yeah. So y'all
didn't
say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was more me than anybody else. No, I was getting scolded for this shit.
I didn't scold you. I told you, handle your bitch. And basically, he said, don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, a little choking action ain't gonna, you know, it ain't gonna hurt.
He tried to do that?
I don't know if he did that or not.
Probably failed.
I'll be honest. I didn't hear no complaints from Sally when I was talking about it. Let's be honest. So,
but the facial expressions I was making, yeah, definitely.
See, we got an audience. Somebody in the audience know what's up.
Brad, do you like to be choked?
Hell no, I'll punch you in your mouth.
Slap?
No, Brad gets slapped. I can tell. Right, look at him.
Right. He like gets slapped.
You can slap me. You can look. I'll role play all that bullshit.
He might catch a forearm to the head.
Hey, I might bleed from the mouth a little bit. Who gives a damn? Right? That's what I'm talking about, man. Like, I look at it this way, man. You gotta have fun, man. Most people so stiff and so serious and just, you know, they look at having relations in the bedroom as a chore. Nah, man.
No.
No. You're supposed to, you know, let loose a little bit, you know? Everybody wants to do this, you know?
Dude, like, why are we talking about sex? I ain't have sex in like 3 months.
Well.
I haven't had sex in a long time.
Hey, can we
time?
Do something?
Wait, hold up. Well, I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, Ashley know what we talking about because she came on the episode, you know, for Valentine's Day episode. She came on for a special Valentine's Day episode. So go back and check that out. Ashley dropped some knowledge for the fellas and the ladies. You know what I'm saying? She dropped it for everybody.
Yeah, and you did anything on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
the same. I picked that advice and went home and went to sleep.
He said went to sleep.
See, I don't know about like you. I don't know about like you, bro. What is this?
Stupid. I walked inside, I was like, nah, I'm good.
You want to be a part of the motherfucking crew? Well, visit our website at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/themfnpod. And make sure you like, download, subscribe, and share our content at Linktree.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is season two. Special feature interview with Miss Ashley Marissa, owner of Ravish Boutique LLC in downtown Covington. Next to them people.
Slang. Tam. Slang. Slamming
it. Hey, it's a kind
of. It is not that bad.
shout out to all our people out here in Covington, man.
We all five of them.
Oh, damn, bro.
My bad.
We got some followers out here in Covington. Shout out to all of y'all.
Y'all suck.
But coming back into the show, Ash, thank you for opening up your boutique.
No doubt.
Wonderful boutique. Rabbit Boutique is like the hottest boutique on the North Shore. I don't know who y'all are. Make sure y'all come and visit. You have all kind of things here, man. You got clothes.
And this is not all it. Like, I just had to open it up for you guys, but we have, like, clothes all over, like, all over the floor. But in the evening, y'all, it's cocktails and canvas.
Okay. That's right. That's true.
Drink, you know.
We got to talk about that.
Make sure that y'all come 501 North Arab Street in Covington. Make sure that y'all come to Ravish Boutique. And also, on the weekends. Now, we've had this conversation pre-hand that you're usually booked up this on weekends, okay. And the reason why is because you do a sip and paint.
Yes.
So let me ask you this question, Ashley Marissa. Sip and paint, what led you to the idea of having everyone come to your boutique and to come and have a good time, especially with painting? What was the correlation?
It's crazy because I would say my daughter inspired me. My daughter loves to paint, so her dad would buy like canvases and paint and things like that. And I actually went to a painting event. Like I went to a couple, you know, events and things like that. So I love the vibe. Painting is therapeutic. So I wanted to bring that to Covington. Being here on the North Shore, we don't have that. So you have to go all the way to Mandeville to do it. So here in Covington, you know, you can come here, you can chill out, you can bring your own food, you can bring your own drink, y'all can vibe out. And it's customized paintings. I draw them by hand.
So ladies and gentlemen, if y'all looking to book a paint and sip session, how could they go about that?
Right now, you guys, like, it's private events. With COVID and everything, everybody, you know, you have some people that they don't really care, but you have some people that want to do private events. So right now, it's private events. You and all your family members or your friends, your girlfriends, men can paint too. Okay. So y'all can come in, book a private party, and have a good time. So, you know, you can contact me on my site, ravishboutique.com or ravishboutique LLC. And you can contact me
985-201-9188. That's not the Mike Jones number.
Yes. You can call me, inquire about a private party, and I'll set you up.
That's what I'm talking about, Ash.
Yeah.
Now I've been knowing you for the longest. I've been knowing you for the strong way. You've always been about making it happen. Now, let me ask you a question. Going into owning this beautiful boutique that you have right now, what was the inspiration behind your hustle? Because there's a difference between coming up and there's a difference between about making that business
happen. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So coming to the business, what led you to come into this establishment?
I always wanted a storefront, to be honest. Like we had Ravish Boutique. Ravish Boutique honestly has been an online boutique since 2014.
Okay.
So owning a storefront was a huge leap for me. You know, just having people come in because, like, seriously, like, when you meet me, I can sell some shit. So, you walk up in here, you know what I'm saying? You gonna buy something. So, I was like, look, I gotta get a storefront. I love hosting events. So, that's where, you know, the flip side came from. So, I mean, I just really, really love people. I'm a people's person. So, I just needed a storefront. With an online boutique, you can't really show who you are. You know, you can't really show, you know, your, you know, feelings for clothing and your passion for it. So owning the storefront, that's just what I wanted.
Okay.
That's what's up. Now, do you want to promote something that's coming up? You have a ribbon cutting, right?
I do. I have a ribbon cutting this Friday. We are official. Due to COVID, you guys, they had set off everything. Like, they weren't doing a ribbon cuttings. So I had my own damn ribbon cutting. But we are official. So Friday at 10:30, you guys can come out 501 North Thayer Street in Covington, Louisiana. Come celebrate, y'all. We will have a beautiful brunch. We'll have mimosas that will be served. Come and hang out. See the boutique. Have a good time.
You heard that. That's March 19th. Check it out.
Make sure y'all in the building. And if y'all ain't in the building, make sure that y'all check it out virtually.
Yes.
That's the Marissa 84 on Instagram. And make sure that y'all tune in live, because I know somebody's going live with it. So y'all can tune in if y'all can't be in the building.
Right.
But, Ash, I have a, I got a question.
Let me get some of my drink.
I got a question for you, like, so I've been knowing you for a while.
What if they got better?
Can't see shit with this thing. So saying that to say this, right now with everything going on, and I know that you're well-traveled. You're probably one of the most well-traveled individuals that I know. If you had the opportunity to go anywhere in the world right now to experience a few days of vacacion, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where are you going?
Karen's saying something back there.
She said Cabo. We want to Cabo.
San Lucas.
I don't think I would go to Cabo though. Like, I want to go to like Dubai or something.
That's what's up.
Okay.
You know, like something sexy.
Okay.
Me and my ex, not to bring it up, but I'm gonna bring it up. Like I said, I'm very, very comfortable in my skin. So look, we took a trip to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell they put us on the new side of the beach?
I wonder why, goddammit.
No, I mean, they didn't know who the hell I was, right? So we get out there and I see these naked people. Like, I'm like, oh shit, like, what's going on? Y'all, the next day, like, seriously, like, these people were free. People were like comfortable in their bodies. And I think here, like in America, like we judge, we criticize, you know, we can't be free. So shit, the next day I was naked as a mug. Seriously,
I knew
free. Nobody was judging you.
That's what's up.
You had fat people out there, like little dick people out there. Like, I was like, man, like, this is beautiful. But nobody was judging. Everybody was free. I'm just saying. Everybody was free.
Hey, she said what she said.
Everybody was free, for real.
Hey, man.
She was looking like that.
Wait a minute,
hey.
That was free.
Hey, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all out there rocking, if y'all out there rocking with some crawfish tails. Listen.
Oh my God.
Come to make it a judgment-free zone, like
yo. Yo,
we need our money for that.
And the little belly, bruh.
Yes, he did.
Had a Lamborghini Panda wagon. Sapphire blue.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Let me ask you a question. Now, you said you was out there in Jamaica on a new beach with the shrimp cocktails. With the shrimp cocktails and everything.
Oh, don't do that. I know where he's going.
He was comfortable in his skin.
Hey, you said he was a shrimp. He was a shrimp. He was a shrimp cocktail. So now, leading into this conversation about shrimp, let me ask you this.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Being from where we from.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose one. If you was going with a shrimp po' boy or a high sausage po' boy, which one are you rolling with right now?
So look, this is a Frisky Friday conversation. I'm just feeling it right now. So look,
okay,
it's not about the size, right? All you ladies, y'all know, it's not about the size, like the length of it, right? It's the width, baby. So if it's a fat ass shrimp, I'm good. If it's a fat ass shrimp,
she rolling with the shrimp.
If it's a fat ass shrimp,
she want the prong.
If it's a fat ass shrimp, I'm good. All right, so it's not about the length, though.
That is. She said what she said. You heard me? She said the shrimp.
I'm just saying. It's not.
I don't know about all that wit shit.
So let me ask you this.
Fuck the wit shit. EJ the DJ would say, moving along. Moving along.
Moving along.
So we all. I'm gonna ask. I got one last question.
Oh God.
So, so Ashley Marissa.
Yes.
So, all the knowledge that you know what I'm saying, all the experiences that you have. So, moving forward, what kind of game would you give to Ashley back when she was 18, between 18 and 21?
Well, I would say Ashley, back then, man, she really didn't know who she was.
Okay.
So Ashley just needed to find that confidence and love herself, you know, just believe in herself. Basically, I think it's a lot of young women out there that don't have that confidence, that don't believe in themselves, that don't think that they can do it, you know? So it's a mind thing. You have to overcome mentally, you know, and know your strength and things like that. So I think, you know, that's just basically what it is, just overcoming that step, and then that's just who you're going to become.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Now, with the closing of everything, Ashley, you've been a gracious host.
Yes.
Hopefully down the line, this will be the first of many shows.
Right.
Here at your establishment. Shout out to Karen. resident turn up expert.
She's special.
Yes, I am. Oh,
and shout out to Ravage Boutique once again for the opportunity to record in this magnificent establishment. Make sure that y'all come out to Ravage Boutique, guys.
Right.
And the reason why we keep plugging it, because it is real. Outside of all the fun and the laughter, we do have a passion for entrepreneurs. And
right.
We do
absolutely
want to make sure that dollars flow into your business. And not only just your business, but all of the Black entrepreneurs,
yes,
here within our community. Because for so long, we haven't had the opportunity to generate money on our own. Usually, we all have to punch a 9-to-5. But it's a difference when you punch a 9-to-5 and you clock into yourself.
Right.
And you actually have an establishment, and there's a proven fact that you're handling your business. You're not just talking the talk.
Right.
You walk that walk. So we want to give you your flowers while you're here, while you're alive.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And we're honored to not only just have you on our platform, but to have also other future endeavors with you. So we definitely appreciate you. This was a marvelous event.
Yep.
We
no thank doubt.
You. And some future collaborations coming down the pipeline. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hold off on telling y'all what it is right now, but we definitely got some things for y'all to look out for. So make sure y'all stay tuned.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this was a special feature episode of the Motherfucking Podcast. Now, before y'all go anywhere, make sure that y'all go to Linktree. That's linktr.ee/ the Motherfucking Pod, THEMFNPOD. And you need to listen to all of our platforms, whether it be Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Podbean, and various other sources for the MFN Podcast headquarters. We're broadcasting in how many countries?
We over 10 different countries throughout the world, including Canada, Europe. We all over Europe. We're in Africa, you know what I'm saying? We over in Guam. Holla at us, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
wow,
wow.
Oh, shit, man. I can't.
So check us out. Check us out. We are on 20 different platforms in over 10 different countries. So make sure y'all hit us up on those two different platforms and download the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And also hit us up on ratethisshow.com/themotherfuckingpod. It's the motherfucking pod.